Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Yes, you made it to the end of the week. You made it to the end of the month. It's the last day of July, which means you've made it just about to the beginning of August, which means you've made it to the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yes, we are here. Sports are back. We had baseball for about a week now, or at least most of us. Those of us not associated with the Miami Marlins have had baseball. And we will get more of that tonight. Pirates Cubs at 8:15 here on The Fan and throughout the weekend. But that means Stanley Cup playoff hockey, which means we've got to make predictions. So I thought we could do this a couple of different ways. We'll go in the order we would usually go for the epic ending. Colin is off, but producer Matt has Colin's picks, and we'll go through those. Then we'll go Jim, then we'll go Matt, then we'll go me. Basically, this is what we're looking for. How far will the Pens go? How many games will the Montreal series be? Which series will end their season? You know, write the story, sell us the narrative, if you will. And then a couple of questions about the qualifying round, conference finals, and cup final teams, and who we expect to win the whole shebang, including the Conn Smythe Trophy. So, producer Matt, let's start with what you got from Colin via text this morning, his prediction.
Okay, I'll start first with how he sees the Penguins and the Canadiens series playing out. He says Pens in four.
Okay, Pens in four. What else do we have as far as how deep the Pens go?
He has them going all the way to the Stanley Cup final and has them losing to. Should I reveal who he has them losing to?
Yeah. Go ahead, give it to us.
Yeah, he says Penguins lose in the Stanley Cup final to Colorado.
Oh, I like the matchup.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I like the matchup. I don't know about the finish. We'll get to my mind's way too detailed my prediction, so I'll save it for last. Jim, how do you see this playing out for the Penguins in the playoffs? Let's start with how far you think the Pens will go.
Oh, I thought you wanted the Montreal series.
Well, okay, go ahead. But, start with Montreal. We'll go in order. That makes sense chronologically now.
Well, I just think four games. The same reason I always pick six games for every series. If it was a seven-game series, I pick six. Five-game series, I'm going to pick four. Just because, you know, you're going to lose one here or there. Now, in terms of how far they will go, it's tough to look because we don't know how the bracket is going to play out based on this round-robin thing that they have. So, you know, it looks like if in a normal life it would be Philadelphia first and then Boston and then Tampa. I think the Penguins are going to get as far as Tampa and then lose. So that could that could happen anywhere from the second round to the third round to the conference final. But I just think that Tampa Bay is my pick. And it's at some point the odds are that they'll face Tampa before the Eastern Conference final. So I'm going to say that the Eastern final is Tampa and Boston. But anyway, they get as far as Tampa, whether it's round two, three, or four.
Okay, as far as Tampa, depending on which round they may meet the Lightning in. All right, let's add this question to the mix now. I'm kind of changing things up on the fly, but let's do this.
Okay,
which goaltender starts more games in the playoffs?
Murray.
Just by virtue of the fact that you think he'll run through the Montreal series?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I'd start Jari, quite honestly.
I
just think I think Murray's going to end up playing more.
Okay. So who is
and
your
that may
Stanley
be one of the
Cup
reasons they don't get past Tampa?
Right. Who's your Stanley Cup champ? Jim?
Colorado. Oh no. Tampa. And
Tampa.
And I've got them beating
Tampa over Colorado
in the final.
Okay.
Yeah. I got Colorado and St. Louis in the Western Conference final.
All right, who's your Conn Smythe winner?
Hedman.
Oh, boy, that would be big. A defenseman with the Conn Smythe. Okay, I like it. Producer Matt, to you now, my friend. How do you see things going for the Pens and the Canadiens in the first round?
Okay, so I think the Penguins are going to lose one of the first two games of the series. And if it's game one tomorrow, there's going to be panic in the streets and people are going to be upset about it,
nice.
Which could very well happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it does. So essentially, it's a best of three from there. And I do think the Penguins still end up winning in four.
Okay.
I do think Matt Murray makes it through this series as the starting goaltender, although he's going to be on kind of like shaky ground. I don't think we're going to know, you know, not going to be all that confident with him going into the next series. And
right.
Jim, as you said, that the Penguins will go as far as when they meet Tampa Bay. I'm going to go with that line of thinking only with Boston, because I think Boston is the top team in the league, and I've actually got them winning the whole thing. So whenever the Penguins face the Boston Bruins, that's when their season will end.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good call, Matt. So you've got – who do you have then winning the Cup?
I've got Boston winning it all. I was going to go against Colorado, but that's becoming too trendy of a pick. So I'm going to go Boston against Dallas in the Stanley Cup final.
Oh, okay. Boston over Dallas wow. in the Cup final. Who wins the Conn Smythe?
I'm going to say David Pastrnak.
Okay, that's a good call. We've got some trends developing here, and I think it's what brings us to bear with me now. I've thought about this a lot over the last couple of days, but we'll start with there will be, I think, at least two upsets on either side of the bracket in the qualifying round. I could see Columbus upsetting Toronto. I could see the Rangers upsetting the Hurricanes. I could see the Coyotes upsetting Nashville and the Wild upsetting Vancouver. But those upsets in the qualifying round aside, I also think it'll be interesting to see how the 1-4s play out in the round robins, because I think it could set up the Penguins that when they beat Montreal, which they will do, they're going to have a more difficult road ahead of them beginning in the second round. I think they beat Montreal in four. I think they'll lose one of those first three games based in part on some lackadaisical play with the puck. We'll all be worried about Letang or Malkin and a dumb turnover and Matt Murray not really playing sparkling between the pipes in the first three games. But they close it out in four, I think the Penguins do, against Montreal. And then from there, it really becomes like both of you, like everybody is pointing out, and I think this is the case, who do they get in the second round? I think it lines out for them to get Tampa in the second round, just based on how the round robins play out. And I think they take care of business against Tampa. Much like you, Matt, I think the Penguins go as far as the road takes them until they meet the Bruins. If they play the Bruins in the second round after beating Montreal, I think they get bounced. If they don't meet the Bruins until the conference finals, I think they get bounced there, and I think that may be the most likely path for them. If somehow Boston gets upset, though, and the Penguins don't have to face them, the Penguins go all the way to the Cup Finals. And my argument would be when they meet the Colorado Avalanche in the Stanley Cup Final, which is who I have coming out of the West, that you would get a truly epic, truly remarkable Stanley Cup Final because of the speed on the ice on both sides. McKinnon against Crosby and the whole Cole Harbour storyline would be fantastic. I think the Pens would win in six, and I think they would do it with Tristan Jarry in net from about the conference finals all the way through. I think Murray will break down eventually in a big spot, and they'll have to go to Jarry, and I think the Pens over the Avalanche in six, assuming they don't have to play the Bruins. But if they got to play the Bruins, I think they get bounced, and Boston ends up beating Colorado.
You know, could I suggest that the best play, like both Matt and you as well, with me it's Tampa Bay, with you guys it's Boston. I would suggest that if they meet that team that you think they're going to lose to, that they'd be better off meeting that team right away in round two than in rounds three or four.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that, Jim, because I think they're going to go into round two with Matt Murray still the starting goaltender. And if they run into the Boston Bruins, and the Bruins, I think, are just better able to capitalize on mistakes, and they're better able to force mistakes with their forecheck, especially with that top line, they'll capitalize on them with Pastrnak and Bergeron. I think if they meet Boston in the second round, Matt Murray gets his doors blown off one night, and they throw Jari in there, and maybe it helps right the ship for a game or two, and maybe it goes to six or seven, but I just don't see them outlasting Boston. Or in your case, you're more worried about Tampa in this case. I don't see them outlasting Tampa in the second round in your scenario. I just think I worry too much about Matt Murray sort of getting by against the Canadiens and then what happens in the second round if they run into a juggernaut.
Yeah, and I was thinking about – I remember you asked about first the play-in upsets, and I was wondering how – you know how when, like, in the NCAA basketball tournament, like an 8-9 series doesn't count as an upset because, you know, it's just an 8-9 game? I was
right.
I actually looked at both 8-9 series, and I kind of like the 9 better than the 8 in both the in both the East and the West. And who knows, maybe Torts can do something incredible and you know get into the first round, such as it is. And
I actually think, Jim, that the best opportunity for upsetting the Boston Bruins is Columbus running into them at some point. And if I think
like
Columbus could upset
year.
Yep, I think they could upset Washington. I think they could upset Boston. Columbus could be the spoiler simply because of Torts and the way he coaches those guys and what he gets out of them.
You know what else? Here's something that's, you know, it's going to happen, right? Who they have to play in the I'm going to call it the second round because that's what it is. But, you know, once they get into the actual playoffs, they got to play Washington, right? I mean, at some point, you got to play Washington because it just always happens. You're going to win a Stanley Cup. You got to beat Washington. So,
as
you know, maybe
tradition.
If that happens and Penguins can get past them, you know, after trailing 3-1 or something along those lines, that they'll be on their way.
I'll tell you what my official path is, and this is the way I'm gonna put it down. Pens over the Canadiens in 4, Pens over the Lightning in 6, Pens over the Flyers in 7, and then they beat Columbus in the conference final after the Jackets upset Toronto, Washington, and Boston. How about that?
With Torts, that would be tremendous.
Torts.
What do you
the
want my
two
entire
stars
lineup,
over there?
Steigy?
Well, how epic of a conference finals would that be? The Pens and the Jackets, Sully and Torts. Oh my God! And then I would love the idea, and it's not the only reason I picked it. It's because I really believe in the Avalanche. How great would it be to have the Pens and Avalanche, Crosby against MacKinnon in the Stanley Cup final? Would just be remarkable. You want to get the best possible matchup while the world is watching, while you have a captive audience. That would be something.
Congrats!
Tim Hortons would get a commercial out of it.
How about Torts and Sully doing a commercial together? That would be real big. For Duncan, huh? It's because it's got to be a Massachusetts company, Jim.
That'd be epic. It'd be wicked epic.
Wicked.
Wicked pissa.
like the Sam Adams commercials with the annoying cousin from Boston.
Oh, that guy?
No, yeah.
Geez, please. No, no.
You hate that. I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.